Cultivating Authentic Universal Energy Podcast. Join us, Lisa Milleraces and Michelle Valcastro, as we dive into the vibrant world of energy, intuition, and spirit. Our journey through mediumship, psychic insights, Reiki, and the magic of crystals is not just about exploring the unseen. It's about connecting deeply with the universe and ourselves. Lisa is a seasoned medium and author, and she brings the wisdom of her books, Being Light-Driven and Spiritual Guidance, Trusting the Voice Within, to life. She teaches us to embrace our intuition safely and joyfully. Michelle, a sensitive intuitive and the soul behind the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center, shares her journey from her spiritual awakening to creating a sanctuary for others to discover and nurture their spiritual gifts. Together, we're more than just co-hosts. We're guides on this adventure into universal energy, sharing our experiences and the transformative power it holds. We are thrilled to invite you to our first ever care retreat in Safety Harbor, Florida, this April from the 19th to the 21st. If you'd like to dive deeper with us, you can visit Lisa at tocommunicate.net and Michelle at thevioletbutterflymhc.com. Let's embrace the energy together.
So, Michelle, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the readings that we did. What ended up happening is I went onto social media and I knew that we would be recording a certain time and a certain date. And I just asked for some volunteers if they wanted to be part of our podcast and have a mini reading. So I had people that responded. This one lady, Lauren, she, before she responded, she put into the comment area of the post that I put on Facebook, and she tagged a friend. She really wanted her friend to engage in this. Well, her friend didn't engage in it, but she was chosen for a reading. So it was interesting because in her reading, you will see that a message came through, or messages came through, that were involving someone that they both knew that passed, and it incorporated messages and validations for her friend that she initially intended to have this reading. So Spirit already knew who was going to show up, what was going to be said, and what would be delivered for their highest good.
Lisa, that is so amazing. I mean, in this instance, it's so clear that that happened, but how many times have I attended one of your gallery readings and I've gotten messages for my family members, like my husband and his family. And it's always been fascinating when we've talked about it, because you've always said, you know, Spirit will use the people that show up and that are open to receiving the messages so that you can help others heal.
They are the best multitaskers that we know. There's no sense of time in the spirit. They're not limited to dimension or physical form or rooms. And they can already know who's going to come to a group session or even to the retreat before we even set the dates. And they're already in cahoots, making things happen for people to show up. I can't tell you how, besides that, those synchronicities, I've had situations where there have been groups and the people in the groups, maybe there was little sections of two and three and four that maybe knew each other, but they didn't know the individual others that were there. And they mm-hmm. all had synchronicities. In one situation, they've all lost a child. In other situations, they all had tumors. There was other situations, of course, in a normal group setting, you're going to share information. But it's just so, in your face that they're doing this all the time on a regular basis.
Wow. All right. So we'll just have a listen to the first part of Lauren's mini reading.
First thing I'm hearing is, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Why do you underestimate yourself? They're asking you to please give yourself some more encouragement to move forward in positive ways. They say you're a little hard on yourself when that comes, and you need to give yourself some more self-love. A lot of energy in my hands with this. I have someone like a brother figure for you that's coming through with this information. They say that they are where they are because that's where they are, but they do feel like they... They're saying they're sorry. Let's say it that way. They're saying they're sorry. They didn't mean for it to happen the way that it did, that they're on the other side. But they said that's where they are at the moment. And they appreciate everything that's been done in their memory and on their behalf. They're showing me what looks like a tattoo or some kind of something that somebody got in their memory. And they're saying to you, thank you.
That's wild.
Because they love you so much. They say that they're doing better now than they were before, that they're back to their well-being. They had a lot of fear and anxiety before they left this earth. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
They weren't in a good place mentally. And they said that they feel better now. They don't want anyone else to do as they did. But they said that when the time comes and you're here, we'll be together again. They're asking you to tell your loved ones as well as yourself that they're very proud of you and they want you to move forward and enjoy life knowing that they will be alongside of them. They want you to know that they see what goes on, but they're also healing on the other side. They're with a grandmother figure on the other side that's helping them, as well as their guides and the angels. You're mentioning two dogs with them. So they have some dogs, and there's two dogs that are with them. Something like a Snuffy. I don't know, some kind of name that sounds like a Snuffy to me. But they're being very cute with that. They come to you in the form of music as well. You also have a father figure on the other side. Do you understand that? And that could be a biological. Yes. So what they're saying is, they give me initial F. I don't know if that makes sense to you. It could be a first name or last name or a nickname. Oh, father, but that's not it. First name, last name, or nickname. And they're showing me feathers, like you find feathers or you find something and you think it's a sign from them. They're saying that it has been these synchronistic signs. So please don't hesitate to continue to think that way. Yes, it is signs, because what they do is, that doesn't mean every feather you find is a sign. They work with nature to bring it to you at the opportune time so that you can have that feeling of love that you seek, knowing that they're there with you. Now, they're saying you're intuitive and that you've had dreams before. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So they say, keep up that good work. They're asking you to meditate. They say you don't on a regular basis. Is that true?
That's true.
They want you to meditate more because you have a lot of ability, but you kind of like take one step forward, two steps back. And if it's your desire, it's not like you have to do it, but you launched out here the desire to connect through me, when they're saying you have the ability to enhance yourself if you desire to make your connections on a more regular basis. If it's not in your desire, it's okay. There is one that's that one that had already come through, that they're kind of recently there. They're saying they had trouble speaking or articulating themselves before they transitioned. So it kind of feels like they have a clogged throat chakra, meaning that they had trouble to communicate, whether they couldn't physically speak or they just had trouble expressing themselves. They're showing me that they had written something, or that there was some kind of song or something that was created that they created. So this is a way of their using to express themselves. Now, if you understand this, great. If not, let's look at the information that's being provided, because maybe my interpretation is off. It could have a twofold meaning. At their funeral or memory, did somebody sing or write something for them, whether it be a poem or a song that was sung on their behalf? They're saying they saw it, they loved it. So I'm just going to leave that with you. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying thank you to that. And they're saying happy birthday in the month of April, or the four of a month. So it's either birthday, I should say birthday, death day, anniversary date, but he said birthday. So I don't know who has that birthday, but they're saying happy birthday. Somebody's going to be turning 30 soon. Do you understand that? Or it's like a big celebration of somebody turning like a monumental birthday, like a 30 or 40 or something, but I felt like it was.
Hmm.
So look for that. Know that they'll be there at the time. And there's twins. Do you understand twins in family?
Twins?
Twins in a family. Mm-hmm.
We don't have twins in our family.
did this person have twins in theirs?
No, but the girl that I had mentioned in the email, because she was asking me, like, oh, do you know anybody that I can go to, like, that's a medium, and I referred you
your
to
two
her.
Your two has twins?
She has twins, yeah.
All right, so I think that this would say, make sure that she knows that we're connecting, and make sure that she knows that I'm okay. Make sure that she knows that our love never dies, and that it's always connected through, you know, through our hearts. You know, it just, that's something that's always taken with you, kind of like.
So after the reading was completed, and Lauren had sent her recording that she received from me, because I think it's very important to record each session so people can go back and listen to it. A lot of times they don't recognize information right away, and it comes up later that they understand it. So there's an unfolding of messages. She sent the recording to her friend, Brittany, the person that she originally wanted to engage in the reading. And this is the message that she sent me as the validation. She says, "Hi, Lisa. My friend Lauren went to you this past week. I believe she was chosen, and sent me the recording of your session. My brother, 30 years old, died from an overdose in December. We got matching tattoos, as you talked about in the reading. And we wrote a song for him at the funeral, and I have twins." So those are all validations that were very strong validations that came through, that he sees what goes on in their life today. He is healing, he's doing better, and they're all connected. Even still, love never dies. Love is what continuously connects us through the time and space. And your loved ones will always hear your thoughts and your prayers, even without me.
So, Lisa, I want to point out something about, like, the last segment of Lauren's reading. You had made mention of, you know, someone is turning 30 soon. Do you understand it? It's a monumental birthday. And the validation from Brittany said that her brother was 30. So this is one of those things where your interpretation, or the interpretation of time, is not always exact. The information is true, but right, the way it comes through, sometimes you have to, like, look past all the details and go, oh, there was a 30. He was 30 years old. You know,
yeah, I mean, you have to look past it. And, you know, it's funny, that's why we record the sessions, because people need to go back and look at it, and it's not the same for everybody.
Right. No, there. I'm going to go back to my own experiences, because, you know, that's all always about me. The times that you have done these group channelings that I've been a part of, I go back to my notes, and there's so many times that later on things make sense. It's not always important at that particular time when you deliver the message, but usually later on.
Yeah. And I tell people that you're going to know it's right because you're going to sense it. You're going to feel it. I always say it's like a puzzle piece that fits in your heart. There's no denying it. You sense it. And there'll be people that may sometimes second guess them, you know, but I said, you'll know when it's right when you listen back.
I find it interesting in your readings, and I go back to the gallery because you and I have not really done a formal one-on-one, but when there's a group of people and you make mention of something, like, oh, I have a father figure here with the name that starts with F, and someone will say, like, Frank, it always makes my heart jump because that's my grandfather. And it's And it's happened a number of times, and it's like the rest of the information may not really resonate, but I know that was my grandfather popping in for an instant to say, I've got you, I'm here.
Yeah. If you understand it, it's for you, because they are in control, not the medium. The medium's just wire or cord just running through.
Yep. You're just the conduit to get the message to the people that need it.
Yeah. Yeah. But awesome. It's great to be able to do it, and to be able to do it at this time and space, because there have been so many people like me that had to keep themselves quiet for so many years. Mm-hmm. So
I'm glad that we're doing this now in this podcast.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you about your experiences. Leave us a comment below. You can find more information about Lisa and her offerings on her website, the2communicate.net. Michelle's shop is the Violet Butterfly Metaphysical Healing Center in Palm Harbor, Florida. You can find more information at thevioletbutterflymhc.com, including the online store.